Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
I think what you hear all the time from people in response to our concerns about the surveillance state is, I don't have anything to hide, and I'm willing to allow my privacy to be curtailed so that I can be safe. And, you know, that's the catchword, is that we can trade privacy for security. But I really think that if pushed, people reveal how shallow that point of view really is. People say they have nothing to hide. Well, I have plenty to hide.
Ben Weisner is an attorney in the National Legal Department of the American Civil Liberties Union. He works on national security, human rights, and First Amendment cases. Ever since the war on terror began, he's found himself on the front lines, from Guantanamo Bay to domestic spying. Recently, I met with Ben Weisner in his New York City office to find out about the state of our surveillance state and to get his perspective on the current battle over privacy and security.
When we say, I'd be willing to trade my privacy for more security, what we're really saying is, I'm happy to have surveillance of mosques for my security. I don't mind wiretapping of Arabs for my security. But if people really understood what it means to live in a surveillance state, I don't think they'd be so glib about privacy issues. You know, let me give a few examples of that. You know, we now have a proliferation of police cameras in some cities that in some cases may serve some kind of legitimate security purpose in catching crime after it occurs, not in preventing it, really. Well, there have been videos released that show just what it is that police are looking at. And so there was a memorable one a few months ago here where a New York City Police Department helicopter had a camera and it zeroed in closer and closer and closer on a couple making out on a rooftop, and particularly on the women. And again, when you're sitting on a blanket in Central Park with your girlfriend and you don't expect that there is a camera watching you. If there were a camera watching you, it would absolutely affect the quality of your experience. And you certainly don't want to think about three people sitting on office chairs around a monitor watching it and zooming in on your experience.
Ben Weisner has such a low tolerance for candid cameras, he almost seems like a man from a bygone era. Our culture is so awash with reality TV shows and exhibitionist blogs, it almost seems absurd to talk about privacy as if it is some sacrosanct or holy principle. But when I suggest as much to Ben Weisner, he tells me in no uncertain terms that if I really think this way, then I'm the one who's out of touch with reality.
There is a huge difference between an exhibitionist voluntary culture, where people go on reality TV shows and people write blogs about their sex lives, and a society where neighbors are snooping on you and reporting you to the government, where there is an ever-present umbrella of surveillance over all the private details of your lives. And I suspect that people who blog about their sex lives have as many secrets as the rest of us that they don't want people to know. And again, there is a huge gap between what people say their concerns are and what their concerns actually are. And, you know, one thing that I always find remarkable is that in the so-called values red states, where people rail against permissive culture, the amount of pornography consumption is enormous. I mean, it really is high. And if you look at hotels and motels and their bills and how many people are renting adult films, those people don't want their friends and neighbors, their wives, their government, their mayor, their pastor to know what they're doing.
Well, besides eliminating all that southern porn, the Bush administration's main defense of its new surveillance programs is that they are limited to the war on terror and that only terrorists are being targeted. For Ben Weisner, this language of fear masks a larger truth behind the snooping and the spying.
The administration insists that this is a terrorist surveillance program. But through our Freedom of Information Act requests, we've found anti-war groups and activists and also dissidents who are being swept up into this surveillance society.
While the ACLU does have evidence proving that the Bush administration has an extremely wide working definition for the word terrorist, Ben Wisner is quick to point out that, as of today, there is no evidence of a Nixonian-like surveillance program targeting critics and supposed enemies of the current administration. But according to Ben Wisner, the differences between then and now are even more damning.
I don't think the evidence that we have right now is comparable to the real scandalous revelations that occurred in the 1970s. In terms of just the sheer scope of surveillance and how much it was targeted at opponents of the administration. Now, it doesn't mean it's not happening today, but it means we don't have the evidence of that yet. On the other hand, the legal arguments that are being made by the Bush administration and their lackeys are more radical in every way than the arguments that were made by Nixon's defenders. And you never had the claim, essentially, that anything the president does is by definition legal during the Nixon administration. And so I think that the powers that the administration is claiming are far more dangerous than anything that happened during Watergate.
In the wake of 9/11, the Bush administration has assumed many new powers. For Ben Wisner, this is what the current debate over surveillance should be focused on.
Whatever you may think about the wisdom of surveillance, having a president assume the powers of a king is a threat to the survival of our democracy. And having a president who believes that he has the authority to eavesdrop on people and express violation of a statute passed by Congress really takes this to another level. And so, in a way, when we talk about that aspect of the scandal as an eavesdropping debate, we're off point. I mean, this is a law-breaking debate. This is a debate about whether the president is above the law and whether the president is actually a king.
Ben Wisner is a staff attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union. You can find many of his writings, including a journal of his experiences at Guantanamo Bay, on the ACLU's website.
Listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt.